Next question.
Don't ask me any more questions about this.
That's a great question.
That's the dumbest damn question I've ever heard in my life. I swear to God.
Oh, you haven't heard this segment yet, BA. Can we get a dumber one? It's everybody's favorite.
We think.
Ask us anything.
Yes. It's an A-U-A instead of an A-M-A.
Yeah.
Me and Sarah.
Good morning's anything.
These there are listener-submitted questions for the show. And me and Sarah will alternate asking you the questions.
Yes, we will.
Let's start, Sarah.
Okay, sure. This one's for you, Vince Murata, from Nicholas. I remember Vince when he was on the Edge's morning show ages ago. I was a big fan of him even back then. How does sports radio compare to the alt music format? And what did you like about the alt music format?
Oh, wow. That's a nuanced question. I feel like I've got a fan.
You're so special.
Not having to worry about sports was very nice. Being able to focus on being just a fan of sports, very nice. Getting paid to goof off for 4 hours every morning and that being part of the job description was nice. I didn't like hearing the same songs at the same times every day.
Oh, sure.
It wasn't perfect. Coming from the sports world alternative, you know, you had to fight that. Hey, what does this guy know? Sports guy doing an alternative music show? But it was a lot of fun. I'm glad I did it. I could never do it again. And I'm glad where I am now. Yeah. Huh.
This question is for Dan Bickley. And it is from the Dark Shaman. And he's wondering.
Shaman. I like that.
Shaman. Shaman. How did you originally get into sports media and why did you get into sports media?
I had an epiphany at a young age where writing was something I knew I was good at, something that came very natural and very easy to me, and I was just a sportsaholic. It's all I ever did all day, every day. And I thought, hey, okay, if I'm good at writing and I love sports, maybe it would be a good idea to write about sports. And it was just very simplistic, but
Did you work for your high school newspaper or anything? Or
No, I don't. Listen. In high school, and maybe it's not this way, there were things that you might want to do in high school, at least when I was growing up, but you didn't because you didn't want to. What a dork!
Yes!
Absolutely. Oh, you're right? So right. I look back now, I was like, when I was in high school, I looked at the drama program. Like, who wants to do that?
Okay.
And I'm like, that would have been awesome.
I had a teacher who used to be in charge of the theater drama, and and so he's like, dude, you are so good, you are such a great actor, come on out. I'm like, no, I will be brutalized. I am not going to be a thespian. But that was a different world back then.
It's also like, if you look at the band and the drama program, the theater kids, they are the ones that always get the bad rap. They're also the ones that always have the most fun with each
other.
They have a big group of friends.
Here's one way to look at it. Bick, you're exactly right, because I looked at stuff like that, school newspaper. Yeah, I'm not going to be cool if I do that.
Exactly.
You know, I wasn't cool anyway. I missed out on two opportunities.
It's so different now for kids in school.
Yes.
It's not as simple as jocks are cool and everybody else are dorks.
You know why? It's because we actually encourage kids to follow their passions now.
It
used to be like that. What's your dream as a kid? Oh, I want to be an astronaut.
You'll never
be an astronaut, you moron.
Get on that little league team.
Being cool anymore is like not actually cool.
That's the
kids don't think it's cool.
Yes, you're right about that.
Yeah. Hey, Jared, speaking of uncool, question for you.
Oh. Ruthless. You are fantastic.
He's all in on me this week.
You are fantastic.
From Wiz of AZ, he says, you've mentioned playing poker in the past. I'm curious how often you play and where. I also want to hear your favorite poker story, he asks.
I have not played in a casino since the pandemic, but I used to go a few times a year. And when I was a little younger, I used to go a lot to the casino and play a lot. And I mostly played cash games. And in college, I would always play tournaments with my friends. But I used to play a lot of poker.
The way you say a lot, was it kind of a problem?
Yeah, sounds like it is.
A lot.
It was not a problem until it started to become a problem. And then the a lot became a few times a year.
Okay. There we go.
Good for you.
Yes, good for you.
That's good.
You shark.
tremendous. Do you want to ask a question?
I think my best question, my best story about poker, I don't think I could say on the air because I don't know the legality of what I did.
That's why fair. Don't we? What you know? What we should do? We should maybe. No, never mind. Never mind. No, I'm not going to bring this up.
We should incriminate ourselves.
Yeah, I'm not going to bring this up.
Share the worst thing you've done on the air. 3, 2, 1. All right.
No, I was going to say we should bankroll Jared to go see how he does. But that's incurred. No, we don't need.
No,
to do that.
I'd rather invest in FTX.
Talk about the stupid things you've invested in. There you go.
Right.
All right. While Jared scans for another question, this is a great one from Mary Rollins. It's for the group, but Dan and Vince, will start with you. Mary says, how do I figure out what to do with my life career-wise? I'm 29 years old. I've been through 3 different careers. I've got a bachelor's degree, but I'm completely lost. How do I figure out what to do?
Oh, this is going to sound like dime store life coach kind of stuff. Figure out your passion and try to look for adjacent careers to that passion.
We're lucky because I would say in general, the four of us didn't have another career at first and then finally found what we wanted to do.
True.
It was all some version of media, sports, and journalism.
And let's face it, when this ends for us, we're screwed.
We're done. We're absolutely unemployable.
I mean,
everywhere
Vic can
else.
Write books, but the three of us are done.
We're going to rely on Jared's
poker.
Oh,
I can write books. The question is, does anybody read them anymore? Vinny is right. To be successful in anything, you have to have passion and you have to have ambition, which means you better be doing something you love because you will have neither.
Can I add something to that, though?
Uh-huh.
It's not just about the things that you feel are your passion. You might have to learn to be passionate about something else before you find that career. Mm-hmm. Expand your passions as well.
Yeah. Also, at 29 years old, you have to think about that's a very important time of change in your life where you're not living so fast anymore. You might be settling down a little bit. What kind of life do you want? What kind of things do you want afforded to you?
You're exactly
right. Is time more important? Yes. Is money more important?
You're exactly right.
Oh, that's
exactly
tough.
Right. All right, last one.
There
on
you go, Mary. Fixed.
On a lighter one, last one. One has to go. Italian food or Mexican food?
No!
One has to go?
Absolutely not.
Oh. That is... Talk about a Sophie's choice here. I probably eat more Mexican food than Italian food.
Yeah, the Italian food has to go. Yeah, listen, I love it, but I can't give up Mexican food. Chips and salsa. Burritos!
That's a world I don't want to live in if I've got to make that choice.
Yeah, it's tough.
I stress myself out way too hard over those hypotheticals. No one's actually making me pick, but I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Speaking of food, Jared, I wanted to run this by you before we go to break. I heard, and I'm not making light of this, but I actually read and heard of a soup that you would not like today.
That I would not like.
I bet
you would.
Yeah, and this is in reference to the father of a Marine who has been in a penal colony in Russia. So this is relating what Brittany Griner's having to deal with. This was right from the story. The food that they eat in those camps is mostly potato soup with crunchy bones that is so bad, stray cats don't eat it.
Potato soup is delicious. The crunchy bones.
Yeah, the crunchy bones. Yeah, what are those bones? What are they doing in a potato soup?
I don't know. Not a lot of bones in potatoes.
That's
maybe
what I'm
in
saying.
Russia. I thought you were going to say something with borscht related.
Oh,
that was my grandfather's favorite kind of soup drink.
Yeah,
borscht
soup drink.
Cold beet soup.
That's right. Cold beet soup with a little sour cream.
Whoa. What do you think of it?
A little side of
not
bones.
Not my cup of tea.
I'm too.
Not my cup
not
of
your
borscht
cup of soup. I'm a big borscht person.
Are you?
You are
big borscht.
She's got that borscht belt on.
You're just bowing to big borscht over there. I know how you operate. That was a very enlightening edition of Ask Us Anything.